Opened up a length and a half clear. Wisdom of Water can't go with Rothfire. Down the outside is McCrura. Further out to the drinks card, but it's all Rothfire and the thriller from Chinchilla. He's a Group 1 winner, and Rothfire Brewers won it by three. Got a kiss, catch up the run second. Third's a photo. The drinks card overlay.
Brilliant performance from Rothfire, taking out the JJ Atkins. He's building a very impressive record. He's one of the most exciting young horses in the country, and his trainer's Robert Heathcote, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Warren. It's been a while.
Yeah, the days of clocking Buffering at Flemington for you and watching him go on to win Group 1 races seem a distant memory, but great to see another Group 1 victory for you yesterday with Rothfire. How exciting is he to you?
Oh, look, Warren, as you said, you mentioned Buffering. He used to clock him for me down there. I'm hoping you'll be clocking this lad for me very, very soon in the spring. And, I knew I had a nice horse early days, but you don't really know how good they are until, you know, they've been tested. And he was certainly tested yesterday by what I thought was a really good, strong field of two-year-olds. And he put them to the sword. So he's exciting, that's for sure.
And he's showing some attributes to my eye that you love racehorses to have, in that he's got a bit of versatility, that he can tuck in behind them or he can control the race from the front, and then he's able to dash at the end of 1,400 metres yesterday, which was his test out to that trip. So we certainly haven't got a ceiling on him yet, I don't think, Rob.
Yeah, spot on, Warren, and that's what you can see on the racetrack, but what we see back here at home, he's got a nature just like Buffering. You know, he could just about fly a plane himself, I reckon. I mean, he's so cool, calm and collected. Nothing phases him. His demeanour is that of a six-year-old gelding. And here he is, an exciting, explosive, sprinting two-year-old. So it really is quite out of the norm, but I'm happy to take it.
Story of him getting to your stable too. He wasn't the most popular young horse prior to his racing career, and ultimately the decision for you to take him on has been a good one.
Yeah, and it wasn't a hard one, Warren. I was actually just sent a little video via a mobile phone, so I pretty much bought him sight unseen. And as Lisa Thoroughbred, who I've worked with and known for many years, I've trained horses, I've bought horses off them, and when Simon called me and said, look, we've got a nice little horse, he's a little bit plain, he's correct, there's nothing wrong with him, he's cheap, it's going to cost us too much to take him to the sales. In fact, several of the sales companies knocked him back. They didn't feel his pedigree was good enough. And Simon knew I had a soft spot for the ex-Jill Ryan-trained Rothesay, and I've had a bit of success with him, and I said, yeah, I'll buy him. So put my hand up for the 10 grand. I paid the 10 grand, and 3 weeks later they called me and said, where's the money? I said, I sent it the next day. They said, no, you didn't. I printed out the bank notice, and they said, that's not our account numbers. So someone got me. A phishing scam, I think they call it. So the money probably ended up in Lagos, Nigeria, but probably another 10 grand well spent now.
Yeah, he's definitely worth at least 20, I would suggest, on what he's done so far and what his future looks like. And how do you map out the future for him in the short term?
Well, in the short term, Warren, it's a little up in the air. Obviously, he's going to the paddock. That's the first thing he's going to do tomorrow. He's going to have a good long break now. But with this disrupted COVID-19 racing situation, and I'm not even sure you guys in Melbourne yet have set your calendar in concrete yet, so it's a little bit hard, but I heard Ray on earlier, and I was talking to Ray early this morning, you know, even a race like the Everest, I mean, it is a year where there's, aside from Nature Strip, there's no standout sprinter, you know, there's a little bit of a changing of the guard taking place, and after what Yes did last year, you know, a rising three-year-old and actually win the Everest, I mean, I suppose Rothfire's in the mix there now.
And from a personal point of view, having those restrictions slightly eased in terms of gatherings, we know you like to socialise and get together and celebrate the good victories. Were you able to get together with some of the Rothfire team and enjoy a nice glass of red last night?
Would you not speak so loud? I have a headache.
I'll take that as a yes.
That's a definite yes. No, I had some very close friends come over home last night, and we chewed on a few bottles of red, and it was just enormous. I mean, it's a really, really strange situation being at the races, winning a Group 1, and, you know, none of the owners or even my wife there to celebrate with, so we had to make up for it elsewhere.
And I don't think it'll be that the last time. I think he's one of the more exciting horses in the country, Rob, and it was great to see him step out to 1,400 metres and win with such authority yesterday, and great to see you back on the centre stage of Group 1. And you know, I read something which surprised me, and I thought I read something, unless I dreamt it, but it's your first Group 1 in Queensland.
It is. I mean, I've gone close a few times. I mean, you remember that recurring nightmare I have when Minton, that grey bugger, shot up the bloody rails and knocked Buffering off in a Stradbroke. So it was wonderful yesterday to get that monkey off my back.
Yeah, well, you can forgive John Sadler now. You've got the Group 1 on the board. Well done yesterday, Rob.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Robert Heathcote, one of the great guys of racing, and good to see him with another champion potential. Won't call him a champion, but a potential top liner in Rothfire.